Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk Jaden Daniels, though. So Dan Quinn spoke today. I want to get this audio for you on Grant and Danny. But he was asked about Daniels. He is still not cleared for contact. As we talk here on December 3rd, this is the thing that is annoying me, and that I'm just, it's nobody's fault necessarily. I think the team could do a better job with this. They've chosen not to, and I need to not get upset about it. This is the way they operate now. They are Belichickian. This is the old school New England Patriots philosophy. Did someone pull their hamstring in the game? Then he's not going to talk for 2 weeks until he's back active and healthy. If Jaden Daniels is not ready to play football, then we're not going to tell you when he might be ready to play football. We're not going to give you anything you don't need to have, even in a lost season, when it doesn't really matter. And so here we are. Almost as annoying as the injuries and the time missed for Jaden Daniels is the Willie Woney. Is he going to practice? Is he
so
not?
So much time on
the Brian Fantana panda watch of like, let's see, is the media seeing him on the field or isn't he? Or is he cleared or is he not? This has been a whole season of this. I'm just so over it. Yep. It's exhausting. I hate every bit of it.
And they're not, the decisions they make or don't make or leaving it open-ended, obviously they shouldn't have us in mind. They shouldn't care about our programming, about our shows and the like. But I will say, as it trickles to fans, this dance that you're talking about, the Willie Woney, isn't a lot of fun. Like, I don't think it's the right way to do it, personally. Pretty simple to me. I think if you tell people something, and either it happens or it doesn't, you get a moment of disappointment or a moment of frustration. Then everybody moves on. There's no moving on when it's anticipation, letdown, anticipation, letdown. When the air keeps coming out of the balloon, it is a lot less fun. So if they'd come out and said, now part of this is, I understand injuries are fluid. It's not as if it is now robot has been cured. He's now 100% and you turn the fader up and he's fine. But if you told us at some point, we are targeting the Giants game, or we're targeting Minnesota, and if it doesn't happen that way, there'll be a moment of grousing, but we'll go about our business. This open-ended, like, oh, we're going to try, we're going to see. And I got now 2 more days. We're locked into Willie or Woney.
It's the misleading that's annoying to me, and somebody might be able to say, well, you're misreading the tea leaves. They're not misleading you, and maybe that's true. We got to a point where we spoke Ron Rivera. So we knew how to look at whatever he said or didn't say. And I don't think most of us are there yet with Dan Quinn. I also think he plays a better game of poker, honestly. Just Ron said nothing, but if you actually look between the lines, you could find a lot. I don't think there's as much to decipher with Dan Quinn, honestly. And he's just newer to the gig, so we're not as far along in the relationship. But I just don't think there's value to this. I don't think you have to come out last week and say that he's definitely coming back against the Vikings or is definitely not going to play. But they did, remember, rule him out almost immediately for the Broncos. So they were willing to do that, where before they had ever taken the practice field a week ago today, we already knew he was not playing. I think it was Monday where we heard he was a super long shot against Denver, unlikely to play, but he's going to be back at practice. But as soon as you say, like, he's on the practice field, you don't say he's going to be limited all week and there's a good chance he's not cleared for contact for several more days. You make people think that he's probably going to be practicing closer to full sooner than later, and that he is going to be cleared for contact. So I've just never understood why they do it. And you're right. They don't owe anybody anything. I'm not saying for our show, for any media, for any fans that they should. For themselves, they should do it.
And that's my point.
It makes them constantly look like this is in the Noah Brown pile where you didn't judge it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just won't understand why they do it the way they do it. But they care so much about the secrecy element. And I covered Mike Shanahan. He was team. Don't let anybody know anything. I got called into his office multiple times for stuff I would say on the radio where he'd go, hey, I'd rather you didn't say that. And I was like, Mike, what do you want me to say? He's like, well, you don't have to say that the quarterback's going to run a lot in this offense. Maybe talk about how Jake Plummer used to scramble in my offense, and maybe it'll look like that. And I'm like, you don't sign my paychecks, bud. I work for a radio station. You and I have a good relationship. You got nothing to do with what I say on the radio. Like, that was kind of our butting of heads.
Mm-hmm.
So I get coaches not wanting it out there. But I'm just telling you that the restriction years later now is farther along in terms of just overall. The PR staff won an award last year. They're incredible. They do a great job. They're helpful. They'll get you what you need. But there is just generally less overall access, I would say,
yep,
in the league than there was. And this is a team run by a group that I think, you know, if you want to look at the Patriots of many, many years ago when Peters was with Belichick, they're kind of trending in that direction.
They were raised in Bane's prison, and they prefer the darkness. I mean, that's who they are. And again, it's their prerogative.
Also way more okay to me when you're winning. You know, it's just not as annoying. You can do pretty much whatever you want when you're 12-5, and you could.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anything you're doing, I won't question. You want to never get under center when you're the number two offense in the NFL?
We saw that with the Nationals, by the way they would handle so many different things over the years, and nobody wanted to hear because they're winning 93 games. And you're going, they kept Anthony Rendon on the active roster when he had a broken foot, and then they played him and reset the count, and they played with a man down for basically 3 weeks. And everyone's like, yeah, but they're in first place, so shut up. Okay, fine. And whether it was right or wrong, you can get away with a lot more when you're winning. But when it's not cute anymore, just like the slogans and all the brotherhood and this, that, and the other, where you're throwing a rock at the wall and every cliche becomes grating and more annoying when you're not winning. I understand all that. But again, if somebody asked me, if one of the smart, handsome people over there, Peters, Newmark, whatever, goes, hey, how would you do this? FYI, I'd go, I would not do it how you guys do it. I don't see the upside in this. There's if there was a tangible benefit that I could objectively see, I go, yeah, that's more annoying for media Marty and Freddie the Fan, but I get where you guys are coming off better.
The Vikings think that he might play, so they're preparing for him. Except when he's not cleared, that's not really how it's working necessarily. And let's be honest, Mariota and Daniels are just not that different in style of play. You're prepping the exact same way. It's the same offense. It's the same guy. Theoretically and hopefully, Daniels does everything at a higher level. But it's not like it's Jacoby Brissett standing in the pocket flat-footed or Jaden Daniels. It's not like your backup is Derek Carr and you're just going to be this different-looking pocket-passing offense. It's the same thing that they're preparing for, basically. So, yeah, I'll rule that out as, oh, we're going to get this advantage. No, you're not. This was Quinn today when he was asked about Daniels, an update. That was a long time coming here as they're back to work on Wednesday.
Do you have any update on Jaden Daniels? Has he been cleared for contact? What's your optimism that he'll play this weekend?
Optimistic he's going to get a lot of reps for practice. I'm going to take it all the way through Friday. There's still like functional evaluations to go through, but game plan and practicing and that part is good. You'll see like on the side it's, it's a little more challenging to work at quarterback when you're not doing the same contact. So we'll have to simulate as much as we can. But he's off to a good start, but we'll go all the way through Friday for sure. But he'll get a lot of reps of practice.
More the from Dan Quinn staff. Talking about Jaden Daniels' injury. This was in Ashburn today, just about an hour ago.
The medical staff clear him for contact?
He has not been cleared for contact. That would be a game, one. But they'll also wait for the whole week, too. They have more testing and movements to examine. So that's where we're at.
So that's a good follow-up, by the way, by Mitch Tischler, who was like, hey, the other part I asked you, can we get back to that for a second? His answer was interesting there. He said, that's a game one. What is it? I guess because he's saying there's no contact in practice, he doesn't need to be cleared now. I take that to answer my question that I posed yesterday, which was, does he need to be cleared for contact earlier in the week, even if you're not being tackled in practice, and go through some practices cleared for contact, or could they clear him closer to the game and he just goes through the whole week of practice and gets those reps without any contact at a position where you're not allowed to contact the guy in practice anyway? I take that to mean that part. Like, hey, that's a game thing. We'll see at the end of the week. They're taking it to the end of the week for that. Like, play that answer again after Mitch's question, if you would, just the second part there. Don't you think that's what he's saying?
I was trying to figure it out, but that makes sense the way you just hypothesized. Like, in other words, But they're not worried about his game status, whoever these examiners are, the medical folks. They're like, are you cleared for this thing medically, yes or no? They're not concerned about your game plan week, right? So does that, when he says that's a game one.
I took it to mean, is he cleared for contact? I think Dan's saying, well, contact's not coming till the game. So we've got time for that.
He has not been cleared for contact. That would be a game, one, but they'll also wait for the whole week, too. They have more testing and movements to examine, so that's where we're at.
So let's go back to the big debate we had yesterday, which is this guy going to play on Sunday? I say yes. I said no, you said yes. And my caveat was the only way I could see him playing on Sunday is if he's going to be cleared on Friday. They're letting it ride until then, and they just don't feel like they have to clear him earlier in the week because there's no contact at practice anyway. But after all week long last week thinking he was going to play, being about 75-80% sure that he'd have enough practice time, that he would get cleared, all those things, I was down to 30-35% yesterday. I'm now down to 25-30% today that he does not play. You were a little over 50% confident yesterday?
Yeah, 50.5% yesterday.
Are you still confident he plays?
Nope, down to about 10%. He ain't playing. We're doing the hemming and hawing, dancing around. Like all I heard was a guy that just didn't want to admit it. From Dan Quinn. Didn't want to admit that he's not playing.
Isn't there a chance, though, based on what he just said, that on Friday they go, all right, cleared for a contact. Contact is Sunday. He practiced all week. He was limited enough because, there are just certain things we kept him out of. But he's gotten the mental reps. He's got the goggles on, watching all the stuff, 2x speed. He's out on the field a little bit. He's playing.
I suppose.
That's still a possibility.
I suppose that's the path. But it sounded to me like there's a reluctance and he didn't want to admit it. I keep saying the same thing. But it just felt to me like we were trending in the opposite direction, where there was gear up last week to, hey, the arrow's trending up. Look at what we're targeting. Like, he's cleared for practice. He's working. Now it's we're going to wait till Friday. That doesn't sound like a trending arrow up anymore. The arrow's trending down.
So this goes back to the conversation we were having earlier in the segment, though, which is, and maybe they just didn't know. Maybe that's what they would say with truth serum, is that we had no idea he wouldn't be cleared for contact by now. But if they knew a week ago at this time that he probably wasn't going to be cleared and or there was a real good chance he doesn't play against Minnesota, why not just let that be known then so that there is no aggression and rushing and assumption and everybody thinking he's going to be back on the field? And I guess their answer would be this competitive advantage thing that I don't think is a reality in this quarterback situation currently, right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.